Mr. Winston, reel 14.
It's interesting, I should think. It seems as though the people who suffered most from the prison experience itself would be those like Stephen Hobhouse on one hand, who would cut themselves off by obeying the rules, and then those perhaps like Clifford Allen and Fenner Brockway on the other hand, who disobeyed the rules and were constantly being punished for it. So they both ended up the same way. Certainly Clifford Allen ruined his health from prison.
I think he was by nature consumptive. He looked Hot very delicate, was, very yeah. frail person, yeah. very beautiful person. I always have in my memory going to a Friends Meeting House. It was the Friends Meeting House in Bishopsgate,
Of course, it's Devonshire House. Yes.
I heard that there was an organization which expressed my feelings about life. And I went there and I saw a platform. I'll never forget it. I can see it now. A platform with the most beautiful people in the world, men and women. There was Lilla Brockway's wife. She was a very beautiful person, a charming person, very lovely human. And there was Clifford Allen, who looked like a saint. Oh, very delicate. They looked so different to the rest of humanity. Norman was more robust, but you felt he was a prophet, a sort of... He was made of more of iron than the others. The others were just fragile looking. And I always carry with me the sight of that platform. And at that time, the place was packed with young people, mostly men, of course. And they were at the back. There were a crowd banging away, wanting to get in and smash them. And they threw bags of flour at us, didn't they? They didn't succeed. That was the first meeting of the Sears. I didn't know Inca then.
Really?
No, it had nothing to do with him. I was a Sear because to me, at that time, Germany meant Wagner, Goethe, Schiller, all the great writers and poets. And I knew them as a cultured people. And it seemed so shocking that we should fight them. I knew them as an orderly, and I had new friends, Germans, and I couldn't bear the idea. So I never heard of COs or anything. I was led there. It's extraordinary. I felt it was wrong to anyhow, I was suddenly the idea of killing human being. Have some more.
No, I couldn't really. It was delicious. No, thank you. It's delicious.
Another sandwich.
No, I'm fine. Do you think that it was the prison experience and the whole ordeal that affected Lilla and Fenner Brockway's marriage?
Well, that's a really a very, very intimate question, and you're asking the question of people who are intimately associated with them both. Their marriage was an inspiring, most beautiful marriage, really inspiring.
Well, I wasn't really sitting in judgment on him. I was thinking of him as an example of conscientious objectors, because you have a person then who goes to prison, and that's such an enormous experience, it could change one's whole life. And we tend to forget that, I think, in studying that.
Yes.
You think, right, so you're out of prison, so it's all right again, and you
it
carry
changes,
on as before.
It changes your whole metabolism. It It's ruinous to the will and then you have a kind of past which is outside you and you feel see, when you're released and when you've had an intense life elsewhere, when you leave, it's outside you, and what you stood for are outside you. I don't say you can look at it objectively, not quite that, because the whole thing is so mixed up that you can't even see it. And your tendency is to dismiss it on the whole. That's why they found it so difficult to reform the fellowship. It's so difficult to relive. Well, the standards then really drained you dry. And he was drained.
Human beings up to great moments.
We're not really up to great moments. In fact, we make little moments of the great moments in order to survive them.
That's a tragedy.
You see, silly little jokes would keep you going for a whole month. Silly little thing. Keep you giggling for a whole month. That which is the beginning of lunacy in a way. And you go out into the outside world, and your metabolism isn't up to the outside world because the standards of the outside world are such that you need an entirely new set of reactions, and those reactions are not in you at all.
From what Fenner Brockway told me, and I don't know how typical it would be, he felt almost defiled in a way by the prison experience.
Yes, you are defiled. Not defiled by your principles. You're defiled because, I mean, take those things. One or two poems Claire didn't like reading because they were far too intimate or something like that. But every day I almost used to apologize to my own body and say to you, I'm so sorry to have brought you to this. No air, no sky, no grass, no the ordinary things you just love for their own sake. And I felt I was apologizing to my own body. And if the warder didn't know me, he would say, that chap is gone nutters because he's talking to himself all the time. Look at him, look what the devil is doing. But you are, you begin to talk to the walls and say to the walls, what a pity that you've got this kind of creature in your place. And well, now in the outside world you can be doing the filthiest things, but you don't apologize to your body. You've got a kind of recognized attitude to these things. It isn't an experience you accept. But here, there's one example to say, talking, you talk to the bolts. There's one poem there where the bolts themselves, the bolts of the place, cheer you up and say, don't take too much notice of us, we're forced to be here, so take no notice and all that kind of thing.
Yes. You mean you personify it?
You personify because you have nothing else. You talk. Yes. You talk to your shoes.
The story is when people are very lonely, they talk to themselves.
But it isn't loneliness, Claire. It's rather. No, you don't even personify them. They are real, you know. Everything. Rather beautiful book of that kind of place is.